I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
The promise of God legally has to track you down. You can't even stay in the place of mediocrity. You're not allowed to stay average. You can't stay in debt all year. God has to show up. God has to do something you've never seen, something you couldn't even ask for. You wouldn't even have the good sense to ask for it because you and I both know we don't deserve it, but His love makes us worthy. And if He said it's go time, then it's go time.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Hey, family, God bless you, and welcome to today's broadcast. For those who don't know, I'm John Gray, and I'm grateful to be in your home. Can I share something with you? There are two things at work in your life, the life you're presently living and the eternal life you'll live forever. Many times when you look at your life presently, discouragement comes in because it seems so far from what God says about you in Scripture. Today I want to show you that even though you're in a struggle, God still doesn't see you as a mess. He knows you're involved in a process. This is why He filled you with His love. That's what will sustain you as you live out the process of deliverance in your life. The good He placed in you will be seen. Every attack on your life has an expiration date. You need to expect to see the good. I want you to be encouraged today. From the moment you accepted Christ, you were eternally accepted by God. Welcome home. There's nothing more inviting than the doors of our Father's house wide open with His arms outstretched. No matter how broken we are, no matter how much we've gone through the blood of Jesus, our Heavenly Father says, welcome home. Now watch this, and I'll see you right after. You gotta press the DVR button. You're gonna need this one so you can shout in the middle of the night when the devil is lying to you. You can rewind this word and let the devil know, I am a child of God, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Let me tell you what I got from that whole sermon, that He's gonna do something you've never seen. That's just, that by itself is crazy. But what I love about the fact that God's gonna do something we've never seen, He's gonna do something we've never seen that our heart's been longing for, but we don't even know how to articulate it. That's the exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. You don't even know how to ask for what He's about to show you. This is an exciting moment. I'm telling you tonight, you're probably gonna need to put your Bible on your left leg because you're gonna probably be clapping and stuff and shouting. Don't wave and smack nobody next to you. That ain't the Holy Ghost. But I'm just saying, you're probably gonna get excited. A couple weeks ago, I was a little more reserved in my presentation of the word. I want you to know that that guy is gone. I'm gonna be a little rowdy tonight because the enemy been messing with my family, so I'm gonna make him pay tonight by lifting up the name of Jesus. You wanna mess with my family? I'ma mess with your family. I'ma mess with depression. I'ma mess with disease. I'ma mess with heartbreak. I'ma mess with every lie of the enemy. You wanna mess with my family? I'ma mess with your family. And I bind the work of the enemy. And I lift up the name of Jesus on a Wednesday night. There's a breakthrough that is supposed to be in here in the next few minutes. And you are welcome to join me, but I am not leaving until I get my breakthrough, until I get my blessing that God has promised in His word. I am excited about the thing that God is excited about. It's not like God is just unemotional and disattached, like, let me give Him a new thing. No, He's actually excited. It's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to surprise you, and He wants to put a smile on your face, and your joy puts a smile on His face. You need to understand that your response to the gift touches the heart of the giver. Have you ever been blessed by somebody, or have you ever given a gift to somebody, and it was a sacrifice for you? You gave something nice. And then, you know, maybe their response wasn't what you thought. I love you, honey. Just letting you know, I'm getting ready to throw you under the bus. please let me come home. So I bought my wife this beautiful piece of jewelry. And, you know, I sacrificed to get it. I mean, this thing was expensive, about $300, maybe $400. And so, with tax and wrapping, but no, it was an amazing, I stretched. And, you know, there was a lot going on at the time. There were a whole bunch of things going on. Everybody was kind of opening gifts. And she opened and said, "Oh, that is so pretty. Thank you." And then, and I was like, wait a minute. You know, it made me wanna, okay, let me stop. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, you put "Thank you, Jesus" on the end of an R&B song and make it saved, amen. And I said, babe, do you realize what that is? What I sacrificed? She said, "Honey, no, I'm grateful, I really am." And I was just like, wow, I was wanting fireworks and, you know, cartwheels. But what I realized is that she had a whole bunch of other things going on, and, you know, she wasn't really able to fully embrace it in that moment. Doesn't mean that she wasn't able to ascribe value later, but I wanted it immediate. What I want you to know is that there are some things that God's about to bring to you that just by virtue of the fact that he's bringing it, even if you don't fully understand its value, you need to act like you've lost your mind when it shows up. I'm gonna give you a moment to act like the thing that you've been waiting on has arrived. How would you react if it showed up tonight on a Wednesday? You can clap at home too, you can be loud, whatever you wanna do. I believe that's the proper response to an eternal God giving good gifts to his children. I think it does God a disservice if we say, "Well, thank God, I sure do appreciate this, what's next?" No, Lord, thank you for what you did. Thank you for this gift. You didn't have to do this. You chose this for me, and I receive it from your hands. Don't you allow the enemy to talk you down from a blessing that God wants to give you. "Well, you know, I've done things. I don't know if I deserve this." The devil is a lie. God has made you worthy through the blood of the Lamb, and every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord, the Father of heavenly lights. Receive from his hand the blessing of God. It's time for the abundance of God to overtake the people of God. It's time for the contrast in the earth where God begins to position his children in unprecedented positions of power and authority and decision making, artistic, creative, business, real estate, finance, oil, gas. I'm talking to people in education, architecture. I'm talking to people in manufacturing, business owners. God's getting ready to shift things in your favor. This is your moment. And if I were you, I'd get excited about it. Hey! Look. Tonight, I want to preach from the subject, "It's go time." It's go time. I normally don't do "to tell your neighbor" because that's weird. It gets on my nerves and people haven't had a mint. Very unsavory. But maybe you can kind of gently nudge the person next to you and say, "Hey, it's go time." No more stagnation. It's go time. Wife, it's go time. No more delay on your dreams. No more. No more, "Well, maybe next year." No more. No more of that. No more, "Oh, better luck next time." No more of that. We're not dealing with luck. We're dealing with favor. I'm talking to some people that the favor of God is on your life. I'm talking to some people who have waited patiently, but you've also waited long enough. Now it's time for that thing to arrive. It's go time. No more please. No more when. No more how. Just thank you. It's here. The promise has arrived. It's go time. Woo! Woo! This is a moment in the body of Christ Christ, where we are to get excited, not about what he's giving us, but the power and the glory that will be revealed through us. This is not about you. This is about God. God is doing this to make himself a great name. God wants to use your life as a surrogate for his glory. Are there any glory carriers on a Wednesday night? Are there any glory carriers online? Any glory carriers who don't mind saying, God, you can use me. God, I'll go. God, you can choose me. I'm excited tonight. The songwriter declared, I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. I don't think that's in the Bible. Here's what it says in Isaiah 43:18, reading from the New King James Version. It's a scripture that you've heard in this church on a number of occasions, and I believe that I am but one more voice to declare what has already been set in motion by the prophetic leading of our pastor, who declared that the shift is on. And this means you can't stay stagnant even if you wanted to. It's too late. It's already been set in motion. When the calendar went from 12 to 13 and you were still alive, that means the promise of God legally has to track you down. You can't even stay in the place of mediocrity. You're not allowed to stay average. You can't stay in debt all year. God has to show up. God has to do something you've never seen. Something you couldn't even ask for. You wouldn't even have the good sense to ask for it, because you and I both know we don't deserve it. But his love makes us worthy. And if he said it's go time, then it's go time. The hardest thing, Deidre, about go time is we are always outthinking God. We always want to bring up to God why he shouldn't take us to the next level. John, yeah, Daddy, it's time to go. I'm not ready. What do you mean you're not ready? Because I still got things to do. I got to get in shape. I'm saying I got to lose weight. And we're going to work on that. No, I need to work on it now because, you know what I'm saying? I've only been married a couple years. I need to make sure that everything is strong in the foundation. I'm a new father. I need some time. I need, you know, and then, Lord, remember stuff I used to do. I want to make sure that none of that comes back up. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to go to a position where my character can't keep me. And this is God saying, hey, here's my word for that. For all those fears and all those things that cause you to doubt and walk in shame, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. What he says is stop considering or factoring into the equation of your destiny what you did in the past. I don't factor it, so why do you? And it's my equation anyway. Behold. That's God getting dramatic. When God gets dramatic, that means everybody stop. He's behold, comma. I will do a new thing. Now it shall, like a toaster, spring forth. I believe toast is from Jesus. Bread is a blessing, but toast is anointed. But you can't get toast without process. It has to go down. And it has to be heated all the way around. And depending on how much you want it toasted, there's a number system from light toasting to 10. Depending on how you like your toast, and you sitting there waiting. You ever waited for that toaster to pop? Sometimes you premature with it and you make it pop on its own. Don't you wish God would take you out of the toaster of development sometimes? Sometimes it feels like we've been in process for a long time. Do you understand that God is not burning you? He's learning you. Oh! He's not burning you. He's learning you. He's teaching you things about his character, teaching you things about patience, teaching you things about development, teaching you things about maturity. He is processing your character, making sure that you are not just well done on one side, but no matter which side people see, you are complete. You've got the full armor of God. You're walking in the humility of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit. God is saying, some of y'all feel like the heat is too long, but it's just right. And just like there are times when you don't know when that toaster's gonna pop, and it pops up and you can smell the aroma of the thing that's been processing, God is about to spring forth and you are about to pop up into situations that you didn't even know your name was attached to. God's about to cause your business to spring forth, your record to spring forth, your book, your business idea, the thing on your job, you're about to spring forth. Your name is going to begin to come up in conversations with executives at your company. Well, what about Bob? You know, I've been thinking about him. I don't even know why. Because the Holy Ghost put Bob on his heart. Don't you tell me God doesn't know how to speak to people. God is in charge of all of this. He's in charge of the affairs of men. And when it comes to his children, he knows how to put you in the right position at the right time. Right people, right place, right time. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Since that word know means, shall you not discern it? I believe God is saying prophetically, take a look at your life. Look at the evidence of your life. It looks kind of the same on the surface. Right beneath the surface, things have been bubbling up. Things have been moving. Things have been shifting, being altered. Very subtle changes. Notice in your own character certain things that were such a struggle a couple of years ago. Now you don't even worry about it. You got victory over it. See, we shout for the wrong thing. See, that's a reason to shout, because one of the rarest things the body of Christ has ever seen is a changed life. And do you know that through the process of development, God has changed you? You're not who you used to be. That is the mark of a savior. That is the power of the transformational properties within the blood of Jesus that overtakes your sin nature and begins to give you a hunger to serve God. No, maybe you're not fully processed, but none of us are. If you're still alive, you're still in the process. I'm doing a new thing. It's new. It's all me. Amen, little baby. She's like, ah! Praise God. I'm doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Do you not know it? This is what I love. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Any of my dry place folk where the money just trickle? Any of the dry place folk where, you know, you have to like check your account. You see the checking and the way it's connected to the savings, see, with my bills, see. And then I got overdraft protection just in case with this. And then you want to, like, you know, you ever gave out checks with instructions? Now hold this till next Thursday. But call me first and go after 4 o'clock. So it'll be on the next day's business. See, because I get paid on Friday. I'ma deposit my check, then your check will be good. Anybody ever been there? I know we got a lot of wealthy people in here. Praise God. You don't know what I'm talking about. I want your anointing. I'm talking about that process. When you slide that card and you praying in tongues. Ida baba saya. Processing. Hey, robo sha. Transmitting, receiving, hey, kararabasa, approved. Ah! Anybody ever been there? You slid that card on faith. Don't judge me, because I pray in the spirit. to make a river in the middle of a desert. Watch this. He's saying, I might not give you a new job. I might just increase you where you are. I might just give you an unexpected stream of income. I might just open a new tributary to expand the river. I need you to understand, tonight's word is go time for those of us who have been walking through wilderness places. God, what's next? God, some of this doesn't make sense. I've been serving you, but I don't understand why I haven't had breakthrough. Lord, I've been praying, but it doesn't seem that the answer to my prayers are arriving at the pace at which I'd like it to show up. Lord, other people are getting blessed. Other people seem to get increased. She just got a mortgage. He got a loan. They got a new vehicle. They got a new car. And God's saying, stop worried about them, they, and those, because I'm getting glory out of you. And glory means you have to have some miracle circumstances. When you need a miracle, then there has to be an impossibility somewhere. God wants to work the impossible. Anybody ready for God to do the impossible? The thing that I love about the wilderness is Jesus is always there. That's the power of the wilderness. See, because the wilderness without Jesus is just a hike without a compass. I don't want to go on a hike. I walk through the wilderness because I know on the other side, my Savior is saying, well done, great job. You didn't give up. You didn't quit. You kept fighting. It's go time. See, the process gets you ready to go. Because this is not about starting and stopping anymore. This is not one of those name it, claim it, blab it, grab it sermons. I'm telling you, as pastor prophetically declared over this congregation, I'm saying the same thing. This is not an encouragement. This is a prophetic declaration. It's go time for your dream. It's go time for your business. It's go time for the desire of your heart. It's go time for that thing that's been laying dormant for 6 years. It's go time.
Praise God. Hallelujah. When you have the opportunity to take in truths like the ones you just heard, that's God's way of loving on you. He wants you to know that even though you have yet to arrive in the fulfillment of your promises, His goodness, favor, and blessings are still working on your behalf. That's why TBN created this 3-message series to help you meditate on this truth. For your gift today, we're going to send you Found. God wants you filled with confidence in His goodness, no matter where you are presently in your journey. Call the number on your screen or call me on my cell phone. Log on to the website. Whatever you need to do, you need to get this series in your life. It's time for you to enter into a place of rest and receiving. So often we get caught up in the idea that we've got to do something to please God. You being, simply being, is enough. Before Jesus did any miracles, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I'm a son, not because of what I do, but because of who made me." It's time to exit the wilderness and step into the promise.
It happens to all of us. A season of feeling lost. Times when trouble comes and we don't know what to do. When we feel all alone, with seemingly no help in sight. The truth is, God never intended for you to feel alone or isolated. He desires for you to experience the power of His presence and the fullness of His promises in every trial. In Pastor John Gray's new series, Found, You Were Once Lost, But Now You Are Found, you'll discover the comforting truth that Jesus is always near and always ready to help, ready to lead you to a place of security and certainty. That's why, in appreciation for your gift of support to TBN, we want to send you your own copy of Found. As you listen to each message, you'll understand that it's time for you to walk into your promised land and appropriate the glorious promises God has for you.
You are found in Christ. You're in His covenant. This is the guarantee that your present-day wilderness experience is not your final destination. This is why I want to bless you with my new 3-message series, Found.
Take a moment to call 866-274-3700. Or visit us securely online to share a gift and request your copy of John Gray's new 3-CD audio series, Found. Your faithful support makes you a TBN media missionary as we use every minute of every day to take the hope and grace of Jesus to troubled souls all around the world. You may feel lost, but you can be found. Call, click, or write today.
I'm thrilled that people like you keep tuning in to allow me the opportunity to share the word God has placed in my heart. I truly cherish every chance I get to impart whatever revelation God has given to me. I don't take it for granted. This is not a game to me. This is not a business. This is my life. I've dedicated my life to preaching an uncompromising gospel, lifting up the name of Jesus. My prayer is that you will take what you received and expand on it as it bears fruit in your life. That's why you want to make sure to get the complete series, because there's more content included. What you've seen here was just a foretaste, but God wants you to unfold the fullness of the revelation that you are found in Christ. Well, that's our time for today, and I'll see you right here on the next John Gray's World.